Let's go, let's go, let's go. Tempo in and out of the huddle. I want to go odd. 5-51 mirror.
This is Patriots Playbook.
Go stack guts combat. Odd. 51 mirror.
Patriots Playbook. Breaking down last Sunday's game.
They're looking for man coverage in the zone. They didn't have anybody to throw to. Just stay outside on the 7 route.
Next Sunday's game.
Be ready for the grapes check, too, okay? Because we'll get the bunch on 3rd and short. Even 51 grapes. Even 51 grapes.
And the rest of the NFL season.
Yeah, go ahead and hit it in there because the backers are going to fast read over the top.
And some of the fun stuff in between. Now, here's John Rook on Patriots Playbook.
Come on, let's go, let's go.
Welcome. It's Game Show Wednesday, and here's your host, John Rook. I never had to do my own intro before. Yeah, really. That's the sound of one hand clapping.
No, it's two, but it's just one person.
There you go. Well, welcome inside Patriots Playbook for Wednesday. I told Kevin, he said, is this what you were looking for? Is this the music?
And I said, that's it. I've never seen it before.
Well, it's because you're too young. You don't remember the match game.
So I had Fred in here just being like, yes, that's right.
Because Fred's the only other one in here old like me. I like it. Well, we welcome you inside Patriots Playbook. If you thought we were going to talk some football today, well, you're not entirely wrong because we are going to do that. But we are going to take some time because it is the bye week, as we explained in yesterday's show, and we thought we had to have some fun. Right, E?
Let our hair down.
Yeah. Those of us who have hair.
In a manner of speaking.
Yeah, those of us who have hair, we'll let it down. Eric Scalavino, Patriots Football Weekly. Of course, he'll be here. Pete Shepard. From the Pete Shepard Show. He's also going to make an appearance a little bit early than his show because he's going to be a panelist for when we actually do our version of the match game coming up in just a little bit. And so, I promise. Well, I can't exactly promise. I was going to say that, you know, Pete will be on his best behavior, but I can't even make that promise. It'd be up to Pete. So, before we get into, you know, how we're going to do this and what we want to do, how about a quick practice report?
Business before we get to
little
the,
business
the pleasure.
Before the pleasure. Yes, exactly.
All right. For the second straight day, we have not seen Tom Brady out at practice. I'm not too worried about
really,
it because it's a bye week.
Right. But we should just be concerned with that.
It's noteworthy. And, by the way, Bill was asked about that today at his press conference. I mean, come on.
And
did you hear his answer?
No.
Somebody asked him, actually our good friend Shalice from the Boston Globe asked him, you know, Tom wasn't out there and was trying to get, you know, was that just like a veteran day off kind of thing? And Bill's like, oh, he wasn't out there? I don't really know. I don't really pay attention. I don't take a role on those things.
Okay.
Give me a
break. Yeah. Okay.
But he wasn't out there again, nor were Rozai Dowling, Dane Fletcher, Matt Light. Good news, though, Albert Haynesworth returned. Shorts and shells, they were inside the field house because it's raining over here today. And really not much else to report. I mean, the PUP guys who returned yesterday were back out there. Falk, Brace, Dedrick. Ross Ventrone is back.
Yes, I was about to say, I got my little alert here, and Ross Ventrone has been re-signed to the 53-man roster.
Right,
Sterling Moore back to the practice squad.
Yep. So there were spots available. One on the active, one on the practice squad, so they didn't have to make any further transactions to fit those guys in.
Okay.
So they had spots for them. And that's it till next Tuesday, John, as far as
yeah, because tomorrow Patriots they're off. And
tomorrow, right, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, they're off.
Off. Gone.
5 straight days, thanks to the new CBA.
All right. So that's why we wanted to give you a little bit of the...
And no injury report because it's not a game week,
correct.
so they don't have to file one.
That's right. All right, before we get to the business at hand then today, we have to shout out to Steve and Colleen.
Who one-upped me. Big time.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you brought a nice bottle of Anchor Bar.
Suicidal sauce.
Our hottest when you went to
brand.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right. And it's hot, and I've tasted it, and it's very good. It's tasty, but it's hot. But Steve and Colleen, all I can tell you is wow. Because
they do things bigger in Texas,
well,
clearly.
Steve was very generous, and he sent a very large...
Yeah, how big is...
I don't know. What does it say?
Net weight, 5 ounces.
Yeah, well, no, it's a little more than that. Well, it says 5 ounces. I know on the label. That's a little more than 5 ounces.
Looks like it, doesn't it?
It's a gallon jug is what it is. It's a gallon jug of Dave's Ultimate Insanity hot sauce. Now, if you've never had this, just Google it. Just Google it. And you'll probably find the website. But the Dave's Gourmet Ultimate Insanity hot sauce is indeed one of the hottest sauces that you can find. I've actually had this before. When I was married, my mother-in-law used to, for Christmas every year, used to give me a Christmas gift of a sampler of hot sauces from around the country.
Oh,
really?
Hot.
Oh, yeah.
Want to touch the hiney?
No, I did not want to touch the hiney. Oh. It was that, just put it this way, it was something you didn't even want to go near after a while. But there was always a jar of Dave's Ultimate Insanity in this box that was already there. And I don't know if that was her way of saying, you know, hey, I thought you might like this, or her way of killing me, one or the other. Because I would open it up.
You got along with her, though.
Oh, yeah. My mother-in-law, she was great. She wasn't the problem. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. I would take a chip, corn chip, whatever, and dive in. And, of course, like an idiot, you know, because I'm bulletproof, right? I've eaten hot sauce and done the Tabasco and done all that stuff.
You're from Texas.
Exactly. It's my birthright. You know, hot stuff and myself go together. And so I take a chip and I just dive in. And I swear to God, my throat closed. I gasped for air. I thought I was going to die, literally, the first time I tried this stuff. So I learned, literally, the hard way, all things in moderation. And Dave's Ultimate Insanity is the one hot sauce that I have found on the market that actually brings tears to my eyes. And he sent us a gallon. So thank you, Steve, in Killeen, Texas.
Ingredients. You want me to read them
off
to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Red habaneros?
Yeah, habanero is really one of the hottest peppers you can have.
Okay. Right. Hot pepper extract.
Mm-hmm. Red, which means they've taken the juice, and they've put it in extract form. And as you know,
extract form
is usually more intense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where did I leave off? Red chilies,
mm-hmm.
Tomato paste,
mm-hmm.
That's harmless enough. Salt, that's harmless. Onions, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cane vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Let's give it a bite.
How's that different from regular vinegar?
Just to give it a bite. A little bit more pure.
Okay. Acetic acid.
Mm-hmm. Acetic acid.
Acetic acid, sorry. Mm-hmm. Garlic.
Yes.
Vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm.
Xanthan gum, which we saw in the other stuff from Anchor Bar.
Right.
And citric acid.
And citric acid, yes. There you go.
Those are your ingredients. So fewer ingredients, it seems, than Anchor Bar, but
right.
More potent.
More potent.
And probably in larger doses.
And it's all in the habanero and the red pepper extract. I can guarantee you that's where the heat comes from.
There's a warning label on it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, did you read it?
Use this product one drop at a time. Keep away from eyes, pets, and children. Not for people with heart or respiratory problems. Shake well and refrigerate after opening.
Mm-hmm.
So you open it and then shake it. Wouldn't that all come out then, if that's the case?
Is there a skull and crossbones on that?
There should be.
One of those hazmat suits to cook with it.
Now, should we ask Steve about the black stuff?
Yeah,
there's
a little discoloring at the top of this, Steve, so we're a little concerned over what may have risen to the top of this bottle.
Mm. It looks like the stuff from the X-Files that used to seep through the aliens' eyes. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
X-Files?
Thank you for that memory. Like. That's what it looks like. It's oozing from this bottle. I personally think, we should probably have, like the moonshine jugs in the cartoons?
Yeah.
You see XXX?
Right.
Yeah. That should be, that XXX should be on this jug somewhere.
Probably just needs to be shaken.
I'm sure it does. Yeah. I'm sure that's what it is. Wow. Anyway, Steve, thank you. I want to open
the
it up.
Dogs?
Wow. Just get right to it.
Yeah.
Just come right out and ask.
Forget the hot sauce. Now he wants more.
I want to open this up because I want you guys to try this.
Oh, I'm not trying that. No way.
All right, here's what we're going to do then tomorrow. I'm going to bring in the bag of corn chips. We'll leave this here because it hasn't been opened, all right?
Oh, man.
But I'm going to bring in the corn chips, and we're going to open it up, and we're going to do this tomorrow, and you're going to have to try one.
Well, we, meaning you.
No, you're going to try one.
No, I'm not trying
No,
that.
You're going to
no,
try
one. No.
You can, one drop, Eric?
No.
One drop is not going to kill you. Come on, you pansy.
It might kill
one
me.
Drop?
I'm small, John. One drop might
Kevin, will you do it tomorrow if I bring in the corn chips, the proper corn chips with this? You'll do it tomorrow,
he'll
right?
do anything.
Corn chips? Yeah.
I'll bring in the corn chips. All right.
I'll try it.
Okay. Well, then we'll open up
is that,
Steve's hot sauce.
Now, John, is that a product that you would make, like, buffalo wings with, or would you use that more in other
No, this dishes? Is more this is more in other dishes, and this is more to impress your friends and or, you know, or to commit suicide, one or the other.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely try a little. It actually would probably be better for me because it'll clean my nasal passage.
Honestly, yeah, that's exactly what it will do. It will open you up really fast.
I had a little bit of bourbon last night, John.
You did?
Yeah.
And did it work? How was it for you?
Put me to sleep, that's for sure.
Well, but that's part of the thing. I put a shot of bourbon in my cup of hot tea when I know I'm feeling the respiratory thing coming on in the wintertime, and it does wonders for me.
Took a couple NyQuil and a little, probably like half shot of that, and called it a night.
Well, you did the NyQuil and the shot, so no wonder you Z'd out.
Oh, yeah, I was passed out.
But if you do the bourbon, though, it warms the whole esophageal, tract there, and it works very well, so... Glad you're feeling a little bit better. All right. Time to get on to the matters at hand. Now, here's how we're going to play. First things first, we need, if you're interested in playing, if you're interested in winning a little Patriots swag, the first game we're going to play is Dead or Alive. And it's a very simple premise. We're going to give you a figure, a person, a noted personality. We're going to try to stick with football, and then we're going to migrate from football to, maybe some coaches and other football-related people, and then we'll probably end up going to other sports and other, what do you think, Eric? Probably like
any sort of
notable pop culture people.
Yeah.
But we'll stick with, things that we feel like you got a good shot at. All right, so, and then... It's very simple. We're going to ask you a question. Dead or alive, you have to tell us if the individual is dead or alive. And if you do, then you score a point. You must score 5 consecutive correct answers in order to win some Patriots swag in the opening
round.
Five consecutive. Okay? So that means 5 yeses, 5 noes, whatever it may be, but you 5 deads or 5 alives,
yep.
But you got to get 5 correct in a row. And if you do, we put you on hold and you get your choice of a Patriots hat or t-shirt.
Okay.
That's how we get it started.
And so, what else do we got for people?
That's coming.
Okay.
We're saving.
You're going to drop a surprise bomb on them?
We have to pace ourselves.
Okay. All right. No, I just want people to know that there is something coming. There's something else coming.
There are still other things on the agenda. So to play the game, it's very simple. You feel like you know a little bit or you want to take a shot, you want to win a little swag, here's your chance. And especially for those of you that live outside of the New England area, you don't get to come to the Patriots Pro Shop or you have to order online and you have to wait, an interminable amount of time to get your orders and such. Not that I'm insinuating that the order process is slow, but you understand what I'm saying.
Which it is.
I heard yesterday from somebody who sent me a friend request from South Australia, Adelaide, South Australia, which was fantastic.
Must be LT.
Talk about being on the opposite side of the globe.
Yeah.
Literally, that is the opposite side of the globe.
Almost as far away as you can get.
And she said she listens to the podcast every day. Another she, by the way.
Yesterday
was a great day for women on this show. Great day for women.
After I left, of course.
It was unbelievable. They were totally smart, intelligent, great conversationalists. And then I got this Facebook request from this lady from South Adelaide who says she's originally from New England and she's a diehard Patriots fan. Obviously, down under, she doesn't get anything. So she lives, breathes, eats, sleeps, dies with Patriots.com and downloads the podcast every day. So I'm thrilled, naturally, to say. And she was very, apologetic. She couldn't be for live for Patriots.com and most of the time because of the difference in time. Are they ahead or behind?
They're ahead.
They're like a whole day ahead almost, right?
Almost a whole day, yeah.
Okay. So it's difficult for her to do, but she just wanted to know and, wanted to be a part of it and yada yada. And I thought that was great. Great day for women. You want to play? You got to pick up the phone and call the Ace Ticket Hotline today. 508-298-0398.
Can't win if you don't play.
No.
As the old lottery slogan used to say.
And it's going to be that way on Game Show Wednesday. 508-298-0398. And when you get on the line, Kevin will answer the phone. We'll put you on hold. We'll bring you right on, and we'll play the show. Now, here's the catch. If you mess up, you go. That's it. It's over.
One wrong answer, you're out.
One wrong answer, you're out. Now, we're not going to ask you the question. We're going to say this one time. We realize that we have the internet. We realize that it's, probably imminently easier to cheat, which is one of the reasons why we're going to do 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And as you progress,
time limitation on the answers.
You've got 10 seconds to answer. We've got our stopwatch on you and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you progress, the answers are going to be more and more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you get to 3 or 4 in a row, chances are by the time you get to number 4 or number 5, it's probably something you can't access via the internet.
Not that quickly, anyway.
Not that quickly. You'd be able to get it, but not in 10 seconds time. You got to give an answer in 10 seconds, and you got a 50-50 shot. I mean, come on.
Sure.
What's better than that?
Right.
You got a 50-50 shot. It's either right or it's wrong. There's no middle ground here.
I got my stopwatch all set for you, John.
You're all set? You want to test out the stopwatch?
I just did.
Did you?
It's great.
Okay.
I got it right on my
phone. Oh, you got it on
the
phone. I thought maybe you had a musical now, right? Stopwatch. You have a musical stopwatch?
I don't think so.
Some Jeopardy music?
I have Jeopardy music.
Yeah. And
I thought maybe you wanted to show people all the fruits of your hard labor.
The phone's already ringing.
All right. That's what we're looking for.
All right. So there you go. That's what we need. 508-298-0398. The Ace Ticket Hotline from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
That's a mouthful.
I have to try to get this.
Subway.
I know.
Sandwiches.
Subway sandwiches mouth. Yeah. Got it. Okay. It's Any Tober. Did you know that?
It's what?
Any Tober.
No, I don't know.
All footlongs are $5.
Yeah.
That's what they're calling it in the promotion. Any Tober? You didn't know that?
No, I don't really
pay attention to
our sponsor.
Well, that's a ringing damn endorsement, isn't it? I just love it. All right, so when you mess up and we let you go, don't take it personally. Okay, don't take it personally. We're very grateful for the listenership. We're very grateful for all of the fans. We're very grateful for the friends that we have on Facebook. And by the way, you know, I will have the Facebook page up running momentarily. By the way, I hadn't been hacked. I made that announcement yesterday that my Facebook page was hacked. And I got like 12 new friend requests last night. I don't know if people felt sorry for me or I got 12 new stalkers. I haven't been able to figure it out yet. But I'm grateful for the friendship. Grateful. Because to me, I love talking football. And I can talk football 365 days a year with people because this is the sport. I mean, you know, I do a lot of basketball for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of football. This is the sport that floats my boat. Okay?
Nice.
Football.
You're from Texas?
You have two sports in Texas, football and spring football.
Yeah.
That's it. You know who said that, right?
I'm going to guess. It was the former head coach of Texas.
Yes, who was? Is? Was?
Oh, damn it.
Where's the buzzer, Kev? Where's the buzzer?
Oh, I can't think of his name.
There you go.
I can't think of it.
Daryl K. Royal.
Thank you.
Okay. Dead or alive, by the way.
Daryl Royal dead.
No, he's alive.
Oh,
you're
really?
Wrong.
Yeah,
see?
Damn.
You're wrong.
So see, I would be out of the running.
You're gone.
I'm done.
Okay, so that's how we
Turn
play,
my
though.
Mic off.
I'll give you a personality, and you tell me dead or alive, and if you're wrong, that's it. Goodbye. Thank you for playing. We're glad you're part of Patriots.com Radio and the playbook. So that's how we play. All right, shall we give this a try?
Let's give it a whirl.
All right, Mike in Florida is up first in the playbook today. Mike, how's it going?
Great show, thanks.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time. Now, are you sort of familiar with how we will do things here, listening to how we're going to do it?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, you have your internet all ready to go?
Well, it won't matter because I have the slowest computer, so you don't have to worry about
He's
that.
He's got dial-up over there.
I like that. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start you out with a couple of easy ones. We're going to get you into a rhythm and see if we can get you up to five, and you get your choice of swag. How's that sound?
All right, sounds good.
All right, here we go. First one, I'm going to start out with a fairly easy one. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Dead or alive? Jim Plunkett.
Alive.
Correct. Okay,
That's
the correct sound?
Right. Yeah.
I have like four of them. I have so many, I'm just going to try to change them up.
All right, okay. I like that. All right, so you got one in a row. Yes, Jim Plunkett is still very much with us,
yep.
But he's a former Patriot quarterback. He was actually, by the way, a pallbearer at Al Davis' funeral a couple days ago.
Wow,
so,
yeah.
One of eight, I believe he had.
I think I just gave that one away.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody knows Al Davis.
Okay, yeah. All right. You can make the case, though, that he's probably...
But you were going to ask how many pallbearers he had.
Could do that.
I just gave that away.
All right. You ready for number two?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. George Blanda.
Dead.
You are correct.
That's one of the four correct
sounds.
That's
one of the four correct sounds. By the way, should we...
That was a positive sound.
Let's do the positive sounds. Okay. And?
I like that one.
Okay, and?
I like that one.
I like that one, too.
That's like the grand prize.
Okay, yeah. All right. Save that one for the fifth answer, right? Okay. Okay.
So anything but the annoying sound that I got when I missed Daryl.
Oh, I get annoying sounds.
You got annoying ones, too?
Yeah, right. Your voice.
Ooh, dang, Eric. Yeah, nicely done. We have that one. Okay, what else do we have for an incorrect answer? Okay.
Hey.
That's a good buzzer. Okay. That's a good one, too. All right.
All right, so there you go. Bruins just scored.
So you get the idea.
You can pretty much tell.
All right, you get the idea. All right, you are at two in a row, Mike. You ready for number three?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's see if we can step it up just a little bit. Let's go with Vito Babe Parilli.
Alive.
Answer is...
Yes, Babe Parilli is still with us. He's a former Patriot quarterback.
Another one.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, you're at three in a row. You're three in a row. So far, you're doing very well time-wise as well. So this is a good start for you. All right, you ready?
Ready.
All right, we're going to see if we can step it up just a little bit more. Let's go with Don Hutson.
Also alive.
Oh. Sorry.
No, Don Hutson, unfortunately, is no longer with us.
The late Don Hutson.
The late Don Hutson, former New York Jets receiver, okay, passed away in 1997 at the age of 84.
So.
Oh, well.
But you know what,
that's
Mike?
That's my favorite one.
That's a great job out of you. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad for a start.
All right, so Mike's done. Yep. That now signals, yes, thank you very much. That was a good job by Mike.
Yeah, that was good.
He got to three in a row, mm-hmm. and then, you know, four and five.
That's when
and
it gets tough.
I warned you beforehand.
That's right.
Numbers four and five are going to be a little bit more difficult.
Further go.
Right. It's going to get a little bit tougher. All right? Yep. So that's how you play. And when one person drops off the line, that signals an opportunity.
Yep. To open up the phone lines.
Signals an opportunity to open up the phone lines. Yep. So once again, 508-298-0398. Again, the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. All right, you want to take a break? Let's get a break in. We're going to come back. We've got three on the line. We've got room left for you. Game Show Wednesday, Inside Patriots Playbook.
If you didn't know, Autotrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at Autotrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know Autotrader.com even had new cars. See, Autotrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Love. love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Now is your chance to hit up John Rook inside the Patriots playbook on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Call 508-298-0398. That's 508-298-0398. Now, back to your host, John Rook.
Game show Wednesday inside the playbook. Give us a call at 508-298-0398. We're playing Dead or Alive, and your chance to win some Patriots swag. Now, Kat from Chicago, Eric.
Yeah.
And Kevin, this is also for you. She just posted on Facebook, she says, don't just put the bourbon in the tea. Combine a squeeze of lemon and some honey with the shot of bourbon and then heat it. Trust me, it's the best cold medicine you can get.
Well, who's got a cold?
Kev does.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got the whole respiratory thing going.
Oh.
So, and she was a great phone call yesterday. Honestly, Kat, where have you been my whole life? Please tell your husband not to be threatened, but, you know, I'm like, wow, why can't I find a woman like that, you know? Come on. Gotta get out there and get some work done. You know, that's all I can say. Gotta get out there and get some work done. All right, back to the phones. Let me find my phone bank here. All right, oh, guess who's up next?
The kid who never goes to class.
Derek at the University of Arizona.
He's not going to get any of these because he's up, never
kid?
In school.
Eric,
you're always
taking shots.
Wow. That would
be nice.
Wow. Already taking shots at you.
I put a comment on Facebook. I don't think...
I owe this kid so many shots because he takes them all over the place at me.
I heard he's retarded or something.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
All right, you ready to play, Derek?
Yeah, I guess. Are we still doing the Dead or Alive thing?
Yes,
we're doing
yes, we are dead or alive. We're dead or aliving.
I'm going to give it a crack, but I probably won't be very good.
All right. Well, then, all right, we'll start you out, you know, relatively easy, and we'll work your way up, and we'll see if you can get to the five in a row. And then, of course, you have to tweet your results to your many followers, your many minions.
Yeah. We need to get you more followers, Sean. We need to step your Twitter game
this
up.
This is a shot at you right there, Rook. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. Well,
man. No, it wasn't a shot. We talked
no,
about
it. That was a subtle shot.
Actually,
right
I've picked up since the start of the year, since we started the show, what was it, 6, 7 weeks ago now, I picked up like an extra 100 or so. So, I mean, I think that's okay.
Where are you?
It's not great. I'm just under 500.
Yeah.
I need to, obviously, I'm not anywhere in the 10,000 stratosphere like, you know, a lot of people are, but, you know, I haven't really gone out and marketed myself. Mm-hmm. So I would love to do it. Anybody wants to follow me on Twitter at jrook0722. There you go. JROOKE. See if we can get up to 1,000. That ought to be the goal.
I felt honored that you actually retweeted me yesterday.
Dude, I'm trying. I'm trying. You know, I'm trying to be a good a Twitter mate, you know? Whatever the hell they call it.
All right, let's do this.
All right, you ready? Here's number one.
Yeah.
Tony Dorsett.
Damn, my internet's floating.
Very funny.
He's alive, I think.
Yes, he is.
Okay. They're one in a row. All right. So you're now you're moving, you're rolling, you're blowing, and you're going.
All right.
All right. You ready? Number two. You ready? Number two.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. We're going with Gino Cappelletti.
He's alive.
Okay. I told you I'd give you a couple of cupcakes. All right. And so far, so good. Right. All right, number.
Hello!
Here comes number. Yeah, exactly.
Good call, Dukaroo!
Good call, Dukaroo! All right, number three. Alex Karras.
Never heard of him. So I will.
What?
I'm only 21, bro.
I understand that, but do you know who Alex Karras was? What did you say, by the way?
He said dead.
I said dead.
No, he's alive. Alex.
Oh, bummer.
Alex. Yeah, he just, Kevin wanted to do that to you. I want you to know that that's just for you. Alex Karras.
Tell us about your boys.
Alex Karras played for the New York Lions.
Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions primarily. Yep. He was in the movie Paper Lion, and he was also
with George Plimpton. He was also the dad on
the TV show
Webster.
Webster. Have you ever seen that on Nick?
I think that was
Knight?
Before his time too. Probably that was before
so.
Derek.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, when did he play?
He played like the '70s or
sixties
so.
And seventies.
Yeah.
60s
okay, only about 20 to 25 years before I was born.
And, so. Yeah, well, you heard of NFL films? Come on.
You ever
don't tell me you don't know.
Yeah,
you know who John Unitas is?
No,
that's no excuse.
There's no excuse.
Youth is no
right,
excuse.
I'm sorry. All right, guys. Well, thanks for giving me a shot anyway.
Yeah, all right, Derek.
Not a problem at
we
all,
love
Derek.
You. You know that.
All right. Talk to us in the Twitterverse, mate. All right. So that's Derek in Arizona. That opens up a phone line again at 508-298-0398. We got to give away some swag.
Yeah, you know what? If anyone can win it, I think it's our next one.
Big Al, Valdosta, Georgia. What's up, Al?
He's old and he knows
fellas,
a lot of things.
How you doing?
You ready to go?
These kids don't know who Alex Karras is.
I know. That was a little disappointing.
That's terrible.
That was a little disappointing.
Makes you feel older than you are, doesn't it?
He just did a Barkley. That's terrible.
He was in Blazing Saddles now as Mongo. That's,
yeah, he was Mongo in Blazing Saddles. Why didn't I think of that? I should have thought of that too.
Mongo, right? Can't
yeah. You stole it from me. Mongo liked her.
Well, that was his
Mongo like Sheriff Bart.
Was Mongo.
Yeah.
That's why they called him that in the movie.
That's right, Mongo. He got it from the movie.
That was his pro football name.
One of the great Mel Brooks movies of all time in terms of just pure fun and stupidity.
Hmm. It was classic. Yeah, I'm not much of a moviegoer, but that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you ready to go, Al?
Sure, I'll give it my best shot.
See if we can get you to...
For the record, I am still alive.
Well, that's a good thing. Otherwise, we've just made history, mm-hmm. one way or the other. Right? Hey, did you know that this show reaches the dead?
Yeah,
unbelievable. All right, here we go, Al. We're gonna start.
Right.
We'll start you off with Fran Tarkenton.
Oh, Fran Tarkenton is easily still alive.
Yes, you are. 71 years old. And
lives right here in Georgia.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. Actually, he just turned, he's 72 now.
He still scrambles around the town, too.
It's actually true. All right, number two.
Uh-huh.
Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus is still alive.
Yes, he is.
All right.
He was also on a sitcom, you remember?
Yeah, he was on that weird, like,
he was
middle
on
school. Or he
My
coached...
Two Dads.
My Two Dads?
No, was he My Two Dads?
He was the diner chef on My Two Dads.
He was also
yes!
on a...
very good, Eric Scalavino. I'm impressed.
He was also on
one
of those weird, like, Saturday morning shows that were supposed to, like, reach out to teens and be a positive... He was, like, a basketball coach.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, he did a lot of acting
lot of
in
TV.
That kind of role.
Yeah, back in the 1980s, primarily.
Character acting
right.
roles.
All right, you're two for two, Al. You ready to make it three?
Well, I'll try.
All right, here we go.
Are we allowed to use Google?
No.
You know what?
You're supposed to use your noodle.
He's cracking himself up down there.
You can, but frankly, by the time we get to 4 and 5, it ain't going to help.
No.
I understand.
All right, you ready?
Let's keep the integrity of the game here.
Yeah, we're going to try to keep some integrity in the game. You know, here we go. Number three. Otto Graham.
Whoa, wow.
Do you remember who
that
Otto Graham? Do you even remember who Otto Graham
one.
Is?
I know who Otto Graham is.
He was obviously great quarterback in the old All-American Football Conference for the Cleveland
right.
Browns.
The Redskins also.
Yeah, Cleveland Browns and Washington Redskins. Yes, correct.
Oh, jeez.
Otto Graham.
I'm going to say he's no longer with us. I'm going to say he's dead.
You are correct.
You are correct. We're not celebrating his death, unfortunately.
And that was non-Google aided, by the way.
That's good. Well, you know what? That's the beauty of this game. You got a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not above it.
Also, nobody's been even close to 10 seconds yet, by the way. Yeah. Everyone's given a pretty quick answer.
Well, that's good. That's how it should be.
It means people are playing right. They're playing the right way. Otto Graham passed away in 2003 at the age of 82. So he's been gone for 8 years. So he'd be 90 right now, which is rather incredible. But, yes, great quarterback. Fantastic quarterback. All right. That's three in a row, Al. We're going to move on to number four. We're going to see if we can toughen it up just a smidge for you. You ready?
That was pretty hard right there.
Well,
yeah,
but
well,
you had,
it doesn't get any easier.
You had a 50-50 shot.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ready? Y.A. Tittle.
Y.A. Tittle.
You remember Y.A. Tittle, right?
Oh, absolutely. San Francisco 49ers.
And most notably, New York Giants.
New York Giants, mostly, yeah.
And very notably with the New York Giants.
Correct.
I'm going to say that Yelberton, Abraham Tittle.
He's looked this one up.
Otherwise known as YA, is still with us.
He is still with us.
Right, you just looked that one up. How would he know it was Yelberton?
No, you see, I know. Al's head is full of useless stuff like that, so I'm not surprised that he knows that.
So he's the southern relative of Paul Perillo, pretty much?
Yes. I am the master of worthless detail.
Right.
So,
wow.
I'm not wind-aided on that one. All right,
well, that was actually fairly impressive.
That's four for him?
That's four in a row. This is going to make you a winner. This is the make-or-break one way or the other.
I predicted you'd be our first winner, too, so don't let me down here.
You ready?
Yeah.
For the money.
Or for the big money. For the swag, anyway.
Yeah, for the swag, anyway. All right, here we go. Tex Schramm.
Tex Schramm is dead.
You're a winner. Now, if you had paid attention to the show, which I know you do.
I don't know Tex Schramm's real name. I just know him by Tex.
His real name is Texas. Texas E. Schramm. Yeah, that's his real name. That's his real name.
I'm going to look that up just to be sure.
No, you don't have to be.
You don't have to be. It is.
We only make certain announcements on this show.
Texas E. Schramm.
I don't believe it.
He was born in 1920. He died, believe it or not, in 2003. When I was researching, I had thought he had died more recently than that. But he died in 03 at the age of 83.
Texas Ernest Tex Schramm.
There you go.
Died in 2003.
Don't ever doubt us again, Al.
But we mentioned that Tex Schramm was no longer with us last week on the show leading up to the Cowboys. So, obviously been paying attention. You'd have had that. But you know what, Big Al?
You got it anyway.
You're the first winner.
How about you, Cowboys?
I know that. And honestly, to be honest, I didn't look up anybody's deaths or anything like that. But the reason why I know, you and I talked last week in detail about Al Davis dying, and there was a Lamar Hunt, was having the negotiations with Tex Schramm, and I knew that both Tex Schramm and Lamar Hunt had died. So,
right. Okay.
I just happen to know from knowing about how the AFL, the NFL came together, because I was very young at the time, but I remember it very vividly, and kind of followed all the people that were involved in that, and so because of that, I knew that Tex Schramm was no longer with us.
Gotcha.
But that's how I knew that. It wasn't from anything that you mentioned.
Yeah, we believe you. We believe you, Al. You don't need to keep justifying it. You keep doing it, we're going
to
start thinking you're
absolutely every day.
Going to start thinking you're protesting
too
much
here. Most days I listen, and some days I can't. But I'm afraid I must have missed that one.
All right.
Well, you got it, so we're going to let you have your choice of swag. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll let Kevin's going to take your info, and then we'll talk to you again very, very soon, I'm sure, right?
Well, absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much. I'll call you next Tuesday.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
All right. So that's Big Al in Valdosta,
Georgia.
I told
you he'd be our first winner.
He was the first winner.
He's old, and he's collected a lot of useless knowledge over the years.
If we've got some doubting Thomases who are listening into the show today, and I hope that we have plenty of people listening in, but they're like, oh, what could they possibly do? How's this going to work? They're not going to give anything away. Wrong!
That's right.
I want to give this stuff away, because you know why? Because we hardly ever get a chance to do it, so we want to give it away while we have it.
Right.
It's that simple. You know, we got the blessing from Father Fred Courage today to give stuff away. So that's how it's going to work. All right. How about Will in West Palm, Florida? Will, how's it going today?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's going good.
Awesome. Thanks for taking part. I appreciate your hanging on the phone.
No problem, man.
So you kind of have the drill now. You kind of know how this works, right?
Yeah. I think I got it.
You think you got it?
No, actually, they're pretty tough. I think I'm going to fail.
No, he's setting us up.
He's got his computer ready to roll here. All right.
Like that guy.
yeah, exactly. He was actually pretty good, but it wouldn't surprise me. Nothing surprised me in this day and age, especially if you have, you know, high speed. All right, we'll start you out with a couple of easy ones here, and then we'll see if we can't work you up and get you five in a row. You ready?
All right.
Number one, we're going to start with Orenthal James Simpson.
He just sounds dead.
You know who he is, right?
You know who O.J. Simpson is, right?
Yeah.
And is he dead or alive?
Well, pretty sure he's alive.
You are correct.
He is alive.
You are correct. O.J. is still with us. We're not sure.
Other people involved with him aren't.
Yeah, exactly. And some others would probably wish that he was the other way, but that's just the way it is. It's human nature. All right, you're one for one. All right, well, let's take it up to number two. And let's go with Mean Joe Green.
That's a good one.
Ah, wow, Mean Joe Green.
You remember the name? You know the name?
I've heard the name. I'm just not sure if he's dead or alive. I'm going to just guess and say he's dead.
Mean Joe Green is still very much with us at age 65. Former member of the Steel Curtain of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You may remember him best from his Coke commercial, where he was limping to the locker room.
You remember the famous Coke commercial?
Tosses the.
Did you ever see that, Will?
Locker room.
Yeah, he was coming. He was in the tunnel, coming out of the stadium, and he's kind of trudging along. And a little kid says, "You know, hey, Joe, you can have my Coke."
Yeah.
He says, "No, no, that's already." And the kid goes, "Yeah, really? No, you can have it." And so he took it,
takes a swig,
smiles at the kid, and he goes, "Hey, kid, here." And he throws him his jersey.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Thanks, Mean Joe."
Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole Coca-Cola
phenomenon. One of
those
famous spots of all time.
Right.
Yep.
That was Mean Joe Green. So, Will, thanks for playing, pal.
Hey. Thank you.
All right, appreciate your also tuning into the program. All right, you know what? Phone lines are open.
Can't let Big Al be the
no.
The
he can't be the
today.
Only winner. Can't be the only winner. So if you're listening, now's your shot. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. 508-298-0398. Does that mean we only had like three or four listeners for the show today?
A lot of people are at work. You know, they're trying to, you know, keep it honest. We had one guy write in the last show saying that they blocked his live stream of our show, so he
really?
Can't listen to us live.
He did
anymore.
That?
Yeah. So we're trying.
So he's got to listen to the podcast.
We'll get a phone.
Try to get
one of those smartphones.
Derek just Facebooked. He said, "Ask Eric what he is doing to celebrate this week. You know, because it's bye week."
Yeah. See, Derek had to take a little shot.
Wow. Gosh.
I owe that kid so many.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
Oh God. Well, you'll have your chance when
I'm
he comes.
Celebrating by going to Brian Lowe's wedding on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. B-Lo's getting married. How
that's
about
right.
that?
That's right. It's getting hitched.
Isn't that great?
Yep.
Good for
it's
him.
A sweet girl.
That's nice. That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Run as fast as you can. The other way.
Oh, no. Emily's a sweetheart. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Everything's great for the first couple of years, and then reality sets in.
I guess you're not going then, John, are you?
Do I sound jaded? No. Fortunately, I'm still relatively friendly, and it's because I don't have to talk to him anymore. Wow. Well, there, John Rook guy, he must be a real catch. Hey, I can at least laugh at myself, unlike some other people I know. Oh, goodness. That's usually the way it works. All right. So you have an idea. We'll take a break here in about 5 or 10 minutes, and then we're going to turn it to match game.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're looking for when we get to match game is we're going to look for two competitors to go at each other on the show. All right? So you might want to be thinking about that. If you want to play match game, then you can call in after the top of the hour. But right now, we're still going to give you a chance to win some Patriots swag. Like, this is Paulie. Is it L.A. or is it Louisiana?
L.A., I think.
It's L.A.
Yeah.
In L.A.
Awesome. Hey, Paulie, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you guys?
Great. Thanks for taking the time to call in and play.
Oh, thank you for the show. I enjoy your show quite a bit.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You driving along the expressway over there? What's going on?
I am. I'm literally on the 101 traveling up through Los Angeles heading into the Valley.
Isn't that amazing, though, how he can listen to us while he's doing that? So that never ceases to amaze me with the technology we have nowadays. All right, Paulie. Hey, thanks.
Yes, sir.
All right, you ready to roll?
I am.
We're going to give you a chance to win a little swag here since you took the time out. Here we go. Number one for you. Larry Zonka.
Dead.
Wow.
Paulie.
Wow.
I have no internet access.
The price is wrong, bitch.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, but it's 50-50. Don't go anywhere. Hey, do me a favor, Paulie. Don't go anywhere near a casino for a while, okay?
Copy that. No casino.
No casino. Wow. I mean, I thought that was a cream puff. Layup. Oh, my goodness. Well,
you remember Zonk as the co-host of American Gladiator back in the day?
Yes.
The original American Gladiator.
The original one?
Yeah, Zonk.
See, I remember Mike Adamly as being the host of American Gladiator.
He was the host, and Zonk was the co-host.
Really?
There were two of them, yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Mike Adamly and Larry Zonka.
I see. I thought you guys were talking about the senator.
Which senator? You were talking about, wait a second. What senator are we talking about?
It was sarcasm. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's the one thing that happens on the phone and the internet. Sarcasm gets lost.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Paulie.
From now on, I'll just raise my right hand when I'm being sarcastic.
That works. That works, too. Thanks for taking the time. We appreciate your listening to the show, and safe driving out there on the interstate, all right?
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, Paulie. All right. From Los Angeles, of all places.
Yeah.
Right?
Keep it on the West Coast, though, John.
We're going to keep it on the West Coast. Here's Sean in Vancouver, British Columbia. Sean, how are we doing today?
Great. How are you guys?
Awesome.
Very good.
What do you think of the show so far? What do you think of Game Show Wednesday?
Yeah, it's fun. I like it. You know, Dead or Alive, it's a bit morbid, but, you know, whatever.
Well, we like to make fun of morbidity.
You never played this before?
No.
Really?
Really?
No, I never.
You know who made this famous?
I never entered a Deadpool. I never really thought about it before.
Yeah, I'll tell you who made this famous. Former talk show host here in the Northeast, in the Boston area, Eddie Andelman.
Oh, yeah.
He made Dead or Alive famous around here. And so anytime he used to play Dead or Alive, I mean, the phones used to go crazy. In fact, that's the first time I ever heard it. When I was hosting talk shows in Texas, we used to do similar things, but out-and-out Dead or Alive. And I always thought, God, that is a little crass, you know. It's a little morbid, as you put it. But you know what? I figured...
Well, you're not wishing for them to
be dead.
No,
we're not wishing them to be dead. In fact, what we're doing, you got to spin it properly here. What we're doing is we're celebrating, if they've passed, we're celebrating their life by remembering them.
Mm-hmm.
And mentioning them prominently.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really...
And remembering their death. Like, yeah, they're important enough to hear about when they died.
So. Well, that too. So exactly. There you go, right? All right. Are you ready to play?
Ready.
All right, Sean, here we go. Now, let's see if we can't get you some...
keep those phone calls coming in,
Yeah, we got to keep them coming in. Right. 508-298-0398 is the telephone number of the Ace Ticket Hotline. Okay. I'm going to start you out here with Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell, the Oiler. Not that old. I never heard of him dying. I'm going to say he's alive.
He is still with us.
Yes, Earl is 56 years old. God, I can't believe that.
Having trouble walking.
Yeah, but he, you know, was obviously one of the all-time. He was one of the all-time greats. I mean, there was never more a perfect blend, I think, of speed and power.
Oh God!
Than in Earl Campbell, and the only reason that he's not thought of in the same breath as the Jim Browns and the Walter Paytons of the world is longevity.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Earl Campbell only played 9 seasons in the NFL.
Well, the Oilers would just run him 30 times a game. They just give him the ball and pound. I mean, there's only so much your body can take, right?
Do you remember the Monday night game? Were you alive during the Monday night game against Miami when he ran for 199 yards and the stiff arm? Stiff arm that he gave. I don't even remember the defensive back, but it was one of the classic stiff arms of all time. It was just one of the more amazing single performances. I remember Howard Cosell that night just absolutely gushing, and we'd never, you know, Howard is a guy that used to always just kill people. You know, and, you know, obviously he's the one that, you know, used the word monkey in a derogatory way, even though he didn't really mean it, but it got him in a lot of trouble. And he was just effusive over Campbell's athleticism that particular night against the Miami Dolphins. One of the great single performances in Monday Night Football history. Anyway, Campbell's a tremendous guy, very easy to talk to.
You have an autographed jersey.
I have an autographed jersey. Yeah, he's the only autograph that I own. You know, in all
my
years,
to have.
Yeah.
You're
so
have one.
Campbell's the guy. So he's a top-notch fella. All right, you're one for one.
Okay.
All right, Sean. Here we go. Number two. Frank Gifford.
Yeah, Frank Gifford. I remember him with Monday Night Football. I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also played for the New York Giants.
Right.
Yeah. And Vince Lombardi was his defensive coordinator on the team.
Very good.
Yeah. Did Gifford die? I thought Kathy Lee would have said something. Maybe.
Yeah, she would have said something.
I'm going to say he's alive.
You are.
He is correct. Still alive.
81 years old. How about that for Frank Gifford?
Yeah, he's still doing well.
Actually,
he's made it that far with Kathy Lee.
That's
are they still together? I don't know.
Yeah, they are. In fact, I think she's like 25 or 30 years younger.
She's very much younger than him.
She's like my age.
Yeah, he did
a
good job.
That's a secret, right?
Robbing the cradle there.
Right.
I have a young wife.
It was a good job out of Frank Gifford, no question about that. All right, you are two for two, Sean. You ready for three?
You're smoking.
Yeah, let's go for three.
All right. Harold Red Grange.
That was a long time.
You remember the name Red Grange?
Yeah, I remember Red Grange, and it was like 50s, so...
Mm-hmm, that is correct.
80s or 90s if he is alive, but yeah, I'm going to say dead.
He is no longer with us. You are correct. The Galloping Ghost.
Yes, the Galloping Ghost. Red Grange was born in 1903. He died in 1991, which means he perished 20 years ago, and he was 87 then.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
So, no.
But Red Grange, yeah, Fighting Illini too. One of the great all timers in college football and pro football history.
All right, you're doing well.
You're three for three.
We're pulling for you here. We're pulling for you.
We're in your corner. All right. You ready on this one?
Yeah, ready.
Steve McNair.
Steve McNair is a lot. Wait. Did something happen to? I remember something weird happened with McNair. It seems like he'd be too young to
Five,
be dead. But
four. Okay, I'll say three. Dead.
What's your answer?
Dead.
You're correct. He unfortunately was murdered by his mistress.
Murdered by his mistress just 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that now.
And I don't know why Kevin is laughing behind the glass
it
at
just
that.
Sounded funny. I don't know
it's
why.
It's true. He picked
how
up
that how is murdered out? Funny?
It's true. It's true. He picked up a whacked out chick and she
was also like 20 years younger
like the
than
title,
him.
It sounds like the title of like a daytime soap opera. Or
yeah,
something.
Wasn't she like 18 years old?
She was
or something?
Very, very young. Yeah, like 20 or something like that. And
she blew him away, right?
She blew him away and then she killed herself too? I think it was a murder suicide.
No, I don't think she did. Did she?
I think she might have.
This is where I need to Google, but I don't have any time to do it. So, all right, no.
Anyway,
all right, Sean, you're 4 for 4.
Come on, man.
You're 4 for 4. We're going to pull for you here, but I got to go to my A-list, all right?
Okay.
So I'm going to warn you that it's coming. The A-list is coming here. All right, so you ready?
Okay.
This is for the money.
50-50.
This is for this. Yeah, you got a 50-50 shot. That's right. This is for the swag. You ready?
Yeah.
No, those are too easy. I'm looking at my A-list. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Eric?
How about this one?
This one right there?
No, the one.
That one right there?
Yeah, that one there.
All right, you ready? Here we go. Hank Stram.
Hank Stram. Well, he was coaching in the 60s. Second Super Bowl. Oh, no, first
Five,
Super Bowl.
Five, four, three.
I think Hank Stram is dead.
Hank Stram is
no longer
correct.
With us. No longer with us.
We have our second winner of the day.
Hank Stram passed away in just 2005, so not that long ago, age 82. But he had the one of the most singular, memorable sound bites.
65 toss power trap.
Yeah, from NFL Films.
65 toss power trap. Keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
65 toss power trap. Okay,
that's a nice Hank Stram impression.
Very good
work.
Hey, Sean, you're a winner. Way to go, kid.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold, and we'll get your information from...
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Good job.
Sean in Vancouver, British Columbia, is a winner.
Nice.
All right.
See,
we still got.
I knew it.
We got two people waiting on hold. What we're going to do now... are you off and running here? Do you need to get going?
I can hang out with
you
for a
little
bit.
A little longer?
I can hang out with you for a little bit.
Okay. Because
yeah.
What I wanted to do now is I wanted to sort of matriculate down the field.
Matriculate the game down the field?
We're going to matriculate the game down the field after this break at the top of the hour.
Okay.
We're trying to do this live at like a real radio show here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though we really don't have to break. We really don't have to do anything we want. But we do like our sponsors of Patriots.com Radio to get their mentions here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you have the opportunity, you should visit them and be a part of them. That's why we do this. Plus, we also have to have a couple of minutes to be able to check Google and make sure we haven't really screwed up badly. Well, we're giving away swag anyway. All right, back, second hour. Game Show Wednesday right here inside Patriots Playbook.
If you didn't know, AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Whoa, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEAT or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Drawing.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Love
this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson, and you're listening to Patriots Playbook on Patriots.com Radio.
Hour number two, Patriots Playbook, bye week, which means it's Game Show Wednesday inside the Playbook. Hope you enjoyed the opening hour playing a little sports, dead or alive. And again, as we had a couple of callers say, well, gosh, that's kind of morbid, but it's not the morbidity that we're looking at. We were trying to basically, number one, have some fun. You have to be able to laugh at yourself. And number two, when you play a game like that, you celebrate who the person was, even if they are past, and you note them, and this way they're never forgotten. Mm-hmm. And I think we came up with some rather significant personalities in that particular venue.
Should have had Red Sox, dead or alive.
Just the team, the franchise?
How about Red Sox, drunk or sober?
Yeah.
Pete Shepard's going to join us here in this hour of the program because now, kids, now we're going to switch and we're going to play
the match game.
Yes. What's behind curtain number three, Don Pardo? No, that's not.
Gonna love that. That's different 70s game. Music. Yeah.
Good studio music, right?
Yeah. So you're Gene Rayburn?
Yeah, I'm Gene Rayburn.
You know his claim to fame.
Gene Rayburn, several claims to fame, but of which one were you going to bring up?
The filthiest one, you know.
Of course, naturally. Yeah, well, he was, let's just put it this way, he got around.
He did.
He did get around for an old guy.
Yeah.
Because
he was the most handsome guy.
But he
had good time.
Very good stage presence, great voice, and of course, you know who a lot of the... If you don't know what the match game is, you're going to have to do yourself a favor, and you're allowed now to use your computer and Google, or if you go to Game Show Network on whichever cable or satellite you have, watch a little match game. It was really a classic late 60s and 1970s game show. Gene Rayburn was the host, and they had six panelists where you would ask a question. It was all a fill-in-the-blank type of thing. And the panelists were TV stars and movie stars. Charles Nelson Reilly, you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, if you see the Alec Baldwin skit on Saturday Night Live when he does CNR on well, George Lipton, the actor studio,
right.
He made his claim to fame was on Match Game.
Right, absolutely.
Betty White. Was on
Betty White was a
huge
match game there was another Broadway actress by the name of Fannie Flagg.
Fannie Flagg,
you know, who always wore these garish T-shirts, and of course Fannie was, shall we say, buxom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you know, she would always good for a couple of cracks. Richard Dawson,
Dawson,
later went on to be the host of Family Feud.
Right.
Yeah. Gary Berghoff, who played Radar in the MASH television series.
Yeah.
He was a regular on the panel. So at any rate. We're trying to educate you a little bit just in the event that you do not know what the Match Game is. But the Match Game is going to be very simple. We got two contestants. We got Gene in Daytona Beach, and we got Scott in Milford. So we're going to take you guys one at a time since our phone system won't allow you guys to be on at the same time.
Oh, that's too bad.
But we'll go back and forth. We'll put you on hold. But Gene and Scott are going to be our first contestants. If we have an opportunity for more, 508-298-0398 is the number that you need to call. And when one person is eliminated, then you can jump in. And that's how we're going to play here. But we're going to go through two rounds. Whoever scores the most matches with our celebrity contestants here. And on our panel, we have Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly.
Yes.
We have Pete Shepard from the Pete Shepard Show on Patriots.com Radio. And we have Kevin Collins. Kevin Collins is the master of everything.
Now, Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
Yeah, and that's what he does. And he does so well for us here inside the playbook.
And you can call now. You can call now. There are lines open.
And you can call. You may do so. The more that we get in, we're going to keep moving on. But Gene and Scott are going to play each other through two rounds. And then whoever is ahead after two rounds.
Sticks around.
Then you're around. We get a super match. You'll answer one question. And if you get it right, you get a subscription to Patriots Football Weekly.
How about that?
Okay. So that's what we're playing for right now. Or I guess if you'd rather have your choice of swag, we can do that. Right, Kev? Okay. So if you'd rather have a hat or a t-shirt, you can do that. So we're going to start it off then with Gene. Gene, you with us?
Yes.
How's it going?
Okay, John.
How are things in Daytona Beach today?
Well, it's beautiful.
Well, okay.
It usually I guess is.
I probably shouldn't have asked
Shut up,
that
Gene.
Question. Yeah, really. Because it's rainy and kind of...
I listen to him every week.
Rainy, rainy and kind of crappy here, Gene, so all right.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. All right, so we're going to give you a question, or actually we're going to give you a fill-in-the-blank. Now, I don't want you to answer it right away. I'm going to give you a few seconds to think about it. We also have to have our panelists here answer the question.
Then we're doing it spur of the moment, too. Yeah.
They're also doing it like you.
No internet access.
No. They're going to off the top of their head, they're going to fill in the blank. And then when I ask you for your question or ask you for your answer, then they're going to reveal. And we're going to see how many you match. That's how we basically play.
Oh, wow.
You ready to try it?
I guess so. All right.
Well, here we go. All right. Here's the first one. I asked this one earlier, and I made myself laugh. So I'm gonna show you how goofy I am, and shows you what kind of a lifestyle I lead. All right. So here's the first question for you as we open up with Match Game 2011.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
It was Match Game 79, Match Game
match
80,
game PM, the Match Game PM. PM.
Yeah. This is Match Game 11. All right.
Nice.
So here we go, and I need you to fill in the blank. Tom Brady is going to star in a new soap opera. It's going to be called The Young and the Blankless.
Restless.
No,
you're not supposed to say anything.
Can't do that. I will ask you to reveal your answer.
Oh.
See, because you have to have the other guys here think about their answer.
Oh.
And then you have to
try to see if you can match up with our stupidity.
Yeah. Yeah. So just hold your answers till John asks.
That was easy. All right. Go ahead.
All right, I got another one for you. But yeah, all right. I will give you, Kevin, how long is your music run? We'll give you at least 10 seconds to think of a good answer. All right?
Okay, I think I got the music you might want.
All right.
Yeah.
Roll it. Yes. That's it.
Yep. That's the one.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Match Game fans?
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like porno music.
No, but it's got a good verb to it. All right.
So are we still going with that?
Yeah.
That question?
No, because he's already given the answer.
Okay, all right.
Can't do that. All right. So I'm going to give you another one.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. It's a riddle, and you need to fill in the blank, okay?
Yep.
What's red and blue and leaps tall buildings in a single bound? It's super blank. All right, think about it.
Okay, I'm...
Hold on. What's red and blue and leaps tall buildings in a single bound? It's super blank. All right, do we have our panelists?
I've got, you got an answer? Yep.
You got an answer, Pete?
I do.
Kev, you got an answer? All right, you ready to answer this one?
I'm ready.
All right, I'll give you the riddle one more time. Gene?
Yeah.
What's red and blue and leaps tall buildings in a single bound? It's super... what?
Can I say it now?
Yes.
Man.
Superman. Yes. Okay, it's Superman. His answer is man. All right, Kevin? Kevin, you want to start first? I looked at Eric and said, Kevin.
That's what I had.
Don't ever do that.
All right, go.
I had Superman.
You had Superman?
Yep.
All right, ding, ding, ding. You get one. All right, that's one. All right, Eric, what'd you answer?
I had Welker.
Super Welker.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I like that one. That's a good one, actually, considering everything that's going on. Like,
yeah.
All right, that's incorrect. Pete, what'd you have?
I had Charlie Sheen.
Super I like
Charlie
dress.
Sheen.
No?
No. But it's a good answer anyway. All right.
Winning.
You got one. All right. So your score, you got one after the first one. Now, Gene, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Yep.
All right. So he's back on hold, and now we're going to bring into the show your competitor, Scott in Milford. Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Excellent.
Doing well.
So you kind of get how we're playing this, right?
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to give you a question. Going to give you a couple seconds to think about it. You're going to fill in the blank, and then we're going to let your the panelists see if you can score. You ready to roll?
Sure.
All right. Here we go.
This is fun.
A New York Jet player said, "I just went to a very unusual wedding." A Buffalo Bill blanked the bride. A New York Jet player said, "I just went to a very unusual wedding." A Buffalo Bill player blanked the bride. All right, think about filling in the blank. Remember, this is a family show as best you can. And we'll wait for our panelists, our superstar panelists.
I got my answer.
You got it? All right, we got one ready to go.
I'm ready.
We got a second one ready to go. Kev, what about you?
I'm going to say licked the bride's feet.
Okay, so he licked the bride? Okay, all right, so licked is the answer. Well, but now why would you say that before we get the answer from...
I don't know.
Okay,
I
mean, see,
he
now...
He doesn't know how to play
just,
the game
just
now.
Just play with these two.
Yeah.
I never watched this damn show.
You know what? We may have to give him that one. All right, Scott, what's your answer?
I'd say licked.
Wow.
Okay, he got one right. What do you have, Eric?
I have buffed.
Buffed the bride. I like that one.
I have encroached.
Encroached the bride. That's also a good one, too. All right. We're going to kind of give him that one because Kevin,
right,
Kevin's
I'm
the one
now.
That's
going to... I'm right. with it now.
You
right,
understand how we're doing it. All right. All right. The score is officially
1-1.
1-1.
All right. Hold on there.
Scott has a gift. Hang on, Scott. I'm going to put you back on hold. And all right, Gene. Gene is now back with us. You ready, Gene?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to try to break the tie with this one.
Okay.
Each competitor has one. So it's very important you try to score something here in round two.
Okay.
All right. Next question. Okay. Very simple. We're going to see if you can score some points with this one.
All right, hit
All
us.
Right. Tom Blank. Tom Blank.
Got mine answer. I'm ready.
I have mine.
Kev, don't give it yet. All right, Kevin's ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Gene, Tom Blank.
Tom Terrific.
Tom Terrific.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Oh, that's a very good answer. It's got a little alliteration going.
Yeah. Yep.
Kevin, what do you have?
That's what I had.
Tom Terrific.
Whoa.
That's a match.
Ding, 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 ding.
What do you have, Eric?
I had Tom Foolery.
Tom Foolery. Okay. It's also good, but I was thinking maybe more of a Patriots vein here, but okay, never mind.
I have one of the most misunderstood fable characters of all time, which is Tom Thumb.
Tom Thumb. All right, well, one guy got the whole Patriot theme here. Okay, so what that means then, Gene, is you have two. We're going to put you back on hold. Now, Scott, to win, has got to match two of the three guys here. And then if you match one, then we'll have a tiebreaker. You ready, Scott?
Shoot.
All right, here we go. Need one to stay in the game. All right, here we go.
All right.
Got to get in field goal range.
Right. Yes, here we go. Here's your question.
Keep matriculating the ball down the field.
Right. Fireman George and Rex Ryan were the strangest couple on the dance floor. Everyone else was dancing cheek to cheek, But they were dancing blank to blank. Fireman Ed and Rex Ryan were the strangest couple on the dance floor. Everyone else was dancing cheek to cheek, but they were dancing blank to blank. Come on, you gotta love that one, right? You gotta love that
one.
All right, Scott, are you ready?
All right.
All right. All right. I'll answer it. I'll ask it one more time. Fireman Ed and Rex Ryan were the strangest couple on the dance floor. Everyone else was dancing cheek to cheek, but they were dancing blank to blank. What do you say, Scott?
Belly to belly.
Belly to belly. Okay, that's a pretty good one. That's a good one. Kevin, what do you got?
I said foot to foot.
Foot to foot.
Like that.
Or feet to feet. That's also acceptable.
You know what? I came very close, John, to writing belly to belly. But at the very last second, I thought, nah, you know what? He's never going to answer that. He's going to go with the obvious. So I went toe to toe.
Toe to toe. Pete?
I went also the obvious, which is junk to junk.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. No good.
No, I'm afraid not. Damn. Hey, all right, Scott, that means Gene wins 2-1. Thanks for playing.
The rook, the queen, and the mate. We'll see ya.
He's mad.
Wow.
Oh. Ooh. Don't go Red Sox on us.
Bitter loser. All right, there we go. Gene, you ready to play? Got a super match for you, and if you get the super match, all you need is one. Okay? Actually, if we really play this match game, I've got to select one celebrity here. I've got to select one person. All right?
Okay.
You can do it with whoever you want.
All right. So, Pete, you're it. No. You know what? No. If I remember the true match game television show, you get a chance to select your celebrity. So, who do you want to try to match, Gene?
I'll be serious.
You got Pete, you got Eric, you got Kevin.
I guess Pete.
All right. Pete's it.
I like Pete's show.
All right, here we go. There you go. He likes the show.
Right. Yeah, if he gets it wrong, he'll never listen again.
That's exactly right. All right, so you've got to match Pete directly, and if you do, you win your subscription. You ready to roll?
I got a subscription already.
Well, then...
Oh, boy, he's getting irate.
Christmas gift.
Then you can give a gift to someone, or you can have some swag, whatever you like. How's that?
All right, we'll send it to my son in Buffalo.
There you go.
I get killed getting that up there.
Wow. Don't worry, we'll get there on time, so.
Okay.
All right, you've got to match this one. You ready to go? I'm going to give it to you. All right, here you go. Let's go with... All right. I just came from New York. They got a new type of men's room there. If you try to sneak in under the door without putting a coin in, it blanks you. All right, think about it. I just came from New York. They got a new type of men's room there. If you try to sneak in under the door without putting a coin in, it blanks you. Think about it, Pete. He's going to try to think about what you would say, Gene. Right?
I'm trying to think about what I would say.
Okay. Well, the whole idea is to get on the same brainwave here.
Yeah, got
to
get on the same page.
All right. What do you think?
Music's over.
You ready?
I guess would shut you.
It shuts you. All right.
Shut you or shock you?
I don't know.
Well, what did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Which one? It shuts on you, shuts you, or shocks you?
Shuts you.
Shuts on you. Shuts you or shuts on you.
I said zaps. You know?
Zaps.
Oh,
yeah.
If you had said shock, I would have won.
Shock would have been.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Well. You're a good player. You're a good player, Gene. You got it. It was a little bit of a rough start, but I think you got it anyway. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you a consolation prize. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to give you a chance to take home a T-shirt or a cap. How's that
sound? Tell them what they've won, Don Pardo.
All right, you got it. Yes, exactly. That is exactly what you've won, and you've won your choice of Patriots swag.
No, it's Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Do you remember how much Rice-A-Roni do you think they gave away over the decades?
I think that's how they made their money, was giving that away.
You still see Rice-A-Roni in the grocery stores today.
I don't think my mother ever made rice for it.
You know, or else they wouldn't make any money off of it. But you know,
yeah. What else did they have as sponsors? They had Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah.
They usually had what else?
Like a vacuum cleaner.
You're talking about a match game?
Yeah.
Match game. They had. I mean, sometimes they'd have an airline, right?
Occasionally. Yeah. It was like
Pan Am.
Yes.
TWA.
TWA.
Things that don't exist. Wow. You know,
Braniff.
brand Eastern Airlines, Eastern Airlines. Disney World. They were the big Disney
that's
World
right.
Disney, thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right. Okay, let's take a break. This gives you a chance now. We need two more competitors.
I'm exhausted.
I know. It's tough, isn't it? But this is, you know, hard work. Everybody says, hey, you know what? It's a game show. But you know what? It takes a little work. 508-298-0398. Again, the Ace Ticket Hotline, area code 508-298-0398. Love to have two competitors. We need two players for match game. We're going to take a timeout, Kev, and then we'll come back and we'll continue more with Game Show Friday right here in Patriots
Playbook.
It's Wednesday. Oh, yeah, Wednesday.
Feels like a Friday.
If you didn't know, AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First out, his heart. Whoa, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
Now is your chance to hit up John Rook inside the Patriots playbook on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Call 508-298-0398. That's 508-298-0398. Now, back to your host, John Rook.
Game show Wednesday, I stand correct.
Your game show continues. Host,
yeah. I am your host, Gene Rayburn.
You need one of those skinny mics that Gene used to hold up. That looked uncomfortable. Yeah, right. Like it looked like a giant lollipop.
Yeah. Well, in the day, that was high-tech stuff.
Oh, it was.
And that was a little directional mic. It was like a lavalier mic on the end of a long conductor stick.
Yeah. But which is what, what's his name from Price is Right?
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker used that little skinny.
Who else hosted Price is Right at night? And they used to have two shows, one in the day and one at night.
Who else used to host it?
Yes, there was a different host at night.
Well, no, Drew Carey hosts it now.
No,
there was a night show
at one point in the 70s.
Really?
Yes, for a couple of years.
I should know this. Who was it?
Bill Cullen.
Cullen, that's right. Yep. Bill Cullen was also good with a password. He also did, I think, To Tell the Truth. God, Bill Cullen was like quintessential. Yep. He and Wink Martindale. You remember Wink Martindale?
Of course, tic-tac-toe and then
Joker's Wild.
No, he wasn't Joker's Wild. That was the Jack. What's his name?
Oh,
Joker,
that's right.
Joker. Yeah. I used to hate that. Yeah, it's only Joker sticking on. Actually,
that's right. Wow, I thought he did Joker's Wild too for a while, but I know
he might. You know what? I think you're right. He did do it for a while.
He took it over anyway. Card Sharks. Yes, Card Sharks. That one.
Something like that.
Yes, great. That's all, I always wanted to be a game show.
Alec Trebek did High Rollers before Jeopardy.
Before Jeopardy, he's most known for Jeopardy, but he did that one. And
High Rollers was a gambling show.
High Rollers. Yeah. That's right.
Playing craps on the game show, basically.
Sorry, the answer is that's right. High Rollers.
He's such a dink. Remember the article that came out on Sports Illustrated about Alex Trebek back in the early 80s? Mid-80s, yes. Remember Sports Illustrated at the end of every issue? We always do a kind of an article that had really nothing to do with sports. Sometimes it would be deep-sea fishing. Sometimes it would be something kind of entertaining. They did a thing about Alex Trebek. It was so obnoxious. It was when Jeopardy was really starting to peak, like in the mid-80s. And he came on and they asked, it was this big, like, three-page thing. And he said, he just came off as a total snot. And he's like, I know 94% of these answers. 94% of everything I ask, I know
slap the
answer.
The guy.
I'm like,
no,
oh, please.
He is from Canada.
Yeah, well.
He's a Canadian.
No excuse.
We have a Canadian on the line here. We're going to get to him in just a second.
Oh, Canada.
Sing it, Renee.
Thank you, Renee.
Our home and native land.
Canadian. For those that are, I'm going to give you a little bit of background again. If you're still lost, if you're anything, I think, probably short of what, about 35 years old?
Yeah, I'd say 35, yeah.
About 35, you're probably like wondering, what the hell are they doing? But the Match Game was created back in the early 1960s. Gene Rayburn, we've talked about, was the original host. You had Arlene Francis, Skitch Henderson. We talked about some of the other panelists
who were on at the time. Betty White, Charles Nelson, Ryan.
Yeah, some great guys. But, you know, this was a show that was in its real prime in the late 60s and early 70s.
And they got away with a lot of innuendo. You didn't see that, especially daytime.
They actually started out with really mundane questions. Yeah. Like, you know, John loves his blank or something. And then the double entendre started in the 1970s, I think, probably.
And surprise,
that's
got into more popular.
Exactly.
And shows like that and Hollywood Squares, when Paul Lynde was the center square. I mean, that they had some risque stuff back then on a game show on 7:30 at night. It was hysterical.
You knew that the censor was sitting right there with his finger on the buzzer.
But he couldn't do anything most of the time because they...
Did you know Peter Marshall's son, what he did? Do you remember? Remember Peter Marshall who hosted...
He hit Hollywood Squares.
Yes, right. But his real son? Last name was Lecoq, and his son played for the Kansas City Royals.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Peter.
Didn't know that.
Yeah,
yes.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely
under,
right.
Under that name?
Yeah, yes, it yes, was. Yes. I'm not sure his first name was Peter. I forget. I don't think it was Peter, but yeah, that was his name.
That is correct.
Peter Lecoq. It's a good thing Andy Hart's not here.
Yeah.
Be on the floor laughing.
Probably so. All right, Rod is with us from Atlanta, Georgia. Rod, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Is this Roddy, is this Roddy White? From the Falcons?
No. He's been missing. He's been missing. I don't know where he is. Yeah.
Hopefully he'll show up against Detroit this week.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? All right, Rod, you're going to face off against Chris in Toronto. Chris, you hang on because we're going to get to you second. But that's our Canadian participant here. So we have a little USA-Canada thing going on here. All right, so
well,
Rod,
I'm actually from Brazil. So.
No way. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're gonna all right. You're gonna represent the green and gold. All right, very good. I like that. That sounds good. All right. So you've probably figured out, hopefully, a little bit by now how we play the game.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm 23, but I've heard mentions of it.
Okay. All right. Well, all you need to remember is when we ask you the question to fill in the blank, you're gonna wait a little bit until you come up with an answer that you feel like our panelists will answer. That's the secret to success on this show.
Try to read our minds.
You have to kind of read Eric and Pete and Kevin's mind.
If you get mine, you should get like a Chrysler Cordoba or something.
I don't know if that's in the budget.
I
outside
yours,
the
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Probably not. Probably not in the budget. But you know. All right. So here we go. We're gonna start it off with a question for you. And again, we'll see how many correct matches you get. All right, Maestro, you ready to roll the? There we go. All right, first one. And this is going to be a relatively simple one, I think. But, it's going to be up to you now to think like our panelists think. All right, Rod, here you go. Chad Ochocinco always puts butter on his blank. Think about it.
Okay.
Chad Ochocinco always puts butter on his blank.
Bill!
All right, we'll wait for our panelists here to see if they have their answers.
I got mine.
Your mine?
Okay. Yep.
Kevin, you good? All right, so here you go. I'm going to give it to you one more time, Rod. Chad Ochocinco always puts butter on his what?
I'm gonna go the safe route and say fingers.
On his fingers.
Oh.
That's a very good answer, and to me, logic would dictate that to be a popular response. But then again, you know, logic never enters into the decision-making process of these three guys.
No.
So, all right, Kevin, you want to start it off? What'd you have? Oh, he had fingers! Oh, my goodness gracious.
Wow.
It's an upset.
It's amazing how Kevin is the most logical one in the game show.
What does it tell you what Kevin's mind is? It's very juvenile. All right, here we go.
Very sick.
Very sick. All right, what do you have, Eric?
He always puts butter on his Twitter.
See, now that's another good one because he's known for all of his Twitters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Twittering. But it's incorrect, unfortunately. Pete, what you got?
Well, since he's been in town and had to witness what the Red Sox are going through, I thought this was rather obvious. I said chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers.
No.
Well, I know. The panel of judges says no.
But you did get it correct.
For
you
the
did.
Red Sox, it'd be butter in his liquor, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's also true. That's also true. Very good, Rod. Okay. You don't get paid extra for that, though, Rod. All right. But you did get one. So hang on. You score one in the first round. So now we're going to go to Chris in Toronto. Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Hey, Chris.
I'm doing good. Doing good.
You ready to play?
Hello, A.
Let's do it.
How's it going, A?
Hey, we don't say A.
guys going to be Winnipeg tonight?
Of course.
Are you a hockey fan at all? We're just assuming you are.
I like hockey a little bit.
A little bit.
I'm glad the Jets are back. I'm glad Winnipeg has a team.
I am too, by the way.
They're better than the New York Jets.
The Lose-a-Peg Jets. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You ready?
All right. Let's do it.
I don't want to do that. That's too personal. I'm sorry. I've had one picked out of you. No, I can't. Well,
those are the best ones.
All right, fine. All right, here you go. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Eric said.
Wait, I have to do this?
Eric said. I just said, no, Eric, is it you or not? Eric said, Judy wouldn't even go near my waterbed until I gave her blank. Eric said, Judy wouldn't even go near my waterbed until I gave her blank. Think about it. Just think. Don't give it out. Don't blurt it out yet. Oh, see, now this is causing the panelists here to have to think about it just a little bit. All right. Kevin, you ready? All right. Pete, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Eric's still thinking about it. This could actually be Eric himself. Eric, just answer the damn question. It's that simple. All right, Kev. What do you? Oh, I'm sorry. No, no, can't give it first.
You almost screwed me
up.
Duh,
I almost. It was my fault. All right. What do you say, Chris? Here's the question again. Eric said Judy wouldn't even go near my waterbed until I gave her
water wings.
Water wings. Okay, that's a good answer.
I thought lessons was part. No.
Kevin, what'd you have, Kevin?
Mine was booze.
Booze. Okay. All right. All right.
A mild sedative. No.
Well, mine was close. I mean, I was going with the double entendre theme, so I said a stiff one.
A stiff?
and I meant a drink. I don't know what you guys were thinking.
You have a massive erection.
What?
It's the police.
I said rubber ducky lessons.
Ducky lessons. All right. Close, but no cigar, unfortunately, Chris. All right. You're still in the game, though. Hang in there. All right. After the first round, it's 1-0 for Rod. All right. So, Rod, you're back with us now, okay?
A stiff one.
Yep. Stiff one.
I was talking about a drink. I don't know what you guys are thinking of.
Pretty good. All right, Rod, here's round two. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. God, this is so.
Aren't you glad you picked that question, John?
Oh, this is so politically incorrect, but I'm going to do it anyway.
That's the best one.
The Indian said, "Me only wear Indian blanket when tourists around. When tourists leave, me put on blank."
Wow.
Think about it. The Indian said, me only wear, who writes this stuff? Me only wear Indian blanket when tourists around. When tourists leave, me put on blank. God, just giggle.
Kevin's laughing.
Just giggle. I know, Kevin's just laughing. He's laughing the butt off over there. All right. You ready, Kev? Hang on. Don't give it yet. I know. I don't want to clue you in. Everybody ready, panel?
Ready.
All right. Here we go, Rod. The Indian said, me only wear Indian blanket when tourists around. When tourists leave, me put on blank. What do you say?
My Indian thong?
Thong. Okay.
Indian thong? Thong?
Indian thong.
No, you
no,
did not.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. That's why I laughed. You can hear me laughing.
Really?
Dead serious.
Wow. All right. Thong it is. What do you got, Kevin?
Kevin. That's twice Eric, now. That's twice. Oh, man.
We're both bald. It's fine.
That's true.
My answer was a Redskin jersey.
That's actually pretty good with the football thing gone theme that we're trying to do today, but we're not very successful at it. Pete?
Mine was, of course, my Snuggie.
Snuggie! That's good, too. That's very timely. Yeah. All right. You got one, Rod. So what that means now is you have a relatively commanding 2-0 lead. So hang on. Going to put you back on hold. And now Chris is kind of up against it. Chris, you got to have two to stay in the game. But if you match all three of our boys, you win. How's that sound?
Right on. Sounds like a shot. Sounds all right. Like a shot. That's all I need.
Well, the question that you have here, I think, is going to give you a shot. So let's see if it happens. All you right. Ready to go?
Right on.
All right. Young blank.
What was that?
Young. Y-O-U-N-G. Young blank. Young blank. Young blank. Young blank. All right, what do you say? Everybody ready? Kev, ready. You done? E, you done?
Ready.
He's got it.
Yeah, I got
and
it.
It's in, and up. Pete's ready. All right, here you go. This is basically for the dough, Chris. You got to match all three. Young, all right. Young blank.
Well, it's too obvious, but I'm going to say it anyways. Guns.
Young guns. That's a good answer, but.
Oh,
what'd you have, Kevin?
Young women.
Young
That's
women.
What's on my mind.
Oh, my God. All right, you got to match these two guys to stay in the game. We can force the playoff here.
All right.
E, what do you got?
I wrote down. Guns.
Oh, wow. My goodness. All right, it's 2-1. If you match Pete, you're still alive. What do you got, Pete? Right.
I didn't like the movie Young Guns.
I was thinking more of the Patriots and their offense, the Young Guns.
I was thinking movies, which is why I came up with one of the great Mel Brooks classics of all time, Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. I like Kevin's answer.
That's actually a good answer, too. Well, you made a bit of a comeback, Chris, but you fell a little bit short.
I got my safety. That's
you,
all right.
You did a fantastic job. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks,
good
man.
Job. Good you job, got it. Man. Appreciate your plan.
All right, so Rod in Atlanta. Rod.
Yes.
All right, you ready to play for the money here?
I'm ready.
All right. This is for the PFW subscription, or you can take your choice of the swag, whatever you like, okay?
All right.
All right, so it's the super match. Now, which celebrity do you want to play? You want Eric? You want Pete? You want Kevin?
I'll go Kevin, because, you know.
Kevin's the man. All right.
Yep.
So you got to match Kevin.
That's
if
a poor
you ma-
answer.
Yeah, if you really. If you got to, if you match Kevin, you win.
So, all right.
All right, so here we go. Boston blank. Boston blank. Think about it. Don't give your answer just yet. Boston. Now you got to think what Kevin. If you listen to shows much here on patriots.com?
Yeah.
All right. So you know maybe a little bit about Kevin's personality because he produces PFW, produces this, the playbook, and he produces the Pete Shepherd Show. So hopefully you've had a chance to kind of glean what his personality is. All right. You done, Kev?
Yeah, he's done.
He's done. Ready.
Eric hates me.
Oh,
but
that's a horrible answer.
All right, here we go. Rod, what's your answer? Boston?
Boston Rock.
Boston
Rocks.
Rocks?
Rock.
What did you have, Kevin?
First thing that popped into my mind was Boston College.
Terrible, Boston College. Terrible answer.
Wow. I knew you were going to say that.
What a horrendous answer.
The first thing that popped
answer.
Into my mind was Pops.
But Rook and Boston I talked a lot of college football.
That was a great
football.
Answer by, yeah. by
Boston Pops.
Rook and I talk a lot
well,
of football.
Well, that's why I thought Boston College. Because yeah, because
I
Kevin.
I used to grow up listening to this man
listen to that
called
son
BC
of a gun.
Games.
Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
Him and but, Pete Cronin.
You're such a monkey, Kevin.
I am a monkey. I'm sorry, man.
See, that'll teach you to pick Kevin. For your celebrity next
yeah,
time.
I know.
But
I knew that Kevin would say that because I knew he's a big BC football fan. And if you listen to the shows at all, and he does talk about it from time to time, I figured, well, Kevin. Then you might have a chance at getting this.
Boston Rocks.
Boston
I told,
Rocks.
Pete, I told Rook.
Boston
I,
Pops is a good one. I would have answered, firstly, I would have answered Boston Celtics or Boston Bruins, one or the other. And I thought, you know, but okay.
Pete's answer is the best one.
Thank you.
Rod, you did a great job. You did a great job. In fact, you did such a good job getting to the final round. I'll put you on
prize.
Hold. You get a consolation
prize. Rice-a-roni coming your way.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. All right. So Rod is on hold right there. Fellas, it's been great fun today.
Now,
that's
you,
it?
You could have gone with the Howard Stern movie and gone blank a doodle doo. But.
Well, you know what? We haven't.
We got some more people hanging on, don't we?
We have one more hanging on. She might not be after Pete's blank a doodle doo.
Hey, I didn't care. Howard came up with it, not me.
Yeah, my answer would have been the guy who played for the Kansas City Royals there.
That's right.
All right, so what we need, though, is we need competition. All right? So I need one phone call.
Come on, you can do it.
I need
it.
One phone call.
We need one more person.
You need to
call
hit
in.
Up the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508.
Give Mary Beth some competition here.
508-298-0398. Okay?
And let's get a hot chick to call in to match Mary Beth here.
Okay? There we go. Phone is ringing. Mm. All right. First come,
let's
first
go.
Serve. In the meantime, we're going to talk to Mary Beth. How are you, Mary Beth?
Good. How are you guys?
Thank you for taking the time. You have been a fan of this show for a long time, and I know this is the first time I've actually had a chance to talk to you, so thank you.
Problem. I love listening to the show.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. Are you afraid to play Game Show Wednesday here, though?
No.
Okay.
Well, let's have some women-friendly answers.
See,
we have another woman on the line.
No, see, ask and you shall receive.
Cat fight.
Nice.
Cat fight. Eric asked, and we have a competitor for you, Mary
Excellent.
Beth. Cat in Chicago. All right.
Oh, so, a literal cat.
So,
yes.
So we have Mary Beth against
Love
Cat.
It.
So Cat, hang on 2 seconds because I know you're listening. Since Mary Beth has been hanging on, we're going to give her a chance to go first. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Yeah. That's Kevin's humor. That's not me. I want you to know that, Mary Beth. That's Kevin.
It's sort of me.
I listen to them all the time, too.
Okay. Well, I know you do. So then you expect it, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. Here we go.
Very reproachful.
Are you ready? All right. I want you to fill in the blank. Here we go. Think about it now. All right. Wes Welker said, "My wife will never forget she used to be a sergeant in the National Guard. Every night before I come to bed, she makes me blank." Wes said, "My wife will never forget she used to be a sergeant in the National Guard. Every night before I come to bed, she makes me blank. All right, let's see how our panelists are doing here. Pete's in.
I'm in.
Eric's
yep.
in.
Yep.
Kevin is still writing. You're in? All right, he's in. All right, Mary Beth, one more time. Wes says, my wife will never forget she used to be a sergeant in the National Guard. Every night before I come to bed, she makes me what?
Salute.
Oh. I think that is the obvious answer.
That's a good one.
You have a chance to perhaps score big one. Time here. What do you say, Kev? What?
Mine was shower.
Shower.
You are a
GI shower.
Moron. You know, you are a moron.
Sergeants get very sweaty, Eric.
Oh, jeez. I went with, John, I went with another one that I think you're going to like. Fire my rifle.
Consider the source, Mary Beth. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Mary Beth Dahl and I got you back because I said salute.
Salute! Yeah! All right. All right, Mary Beth, you score one, all right?
Yay.
Hey, yay.
I can tell she's excited.
I love the contagious enthusiasm. It's
right,
just fantastic. Hang on, because we're going to get to your competition, Kat, in
we
Chicago.
Should do this every day.
Hey, Kat, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Hi, Kat.
You had such a fantastic phone call yesterday. I can't believe you're back for more.
Well, I had to listen to the game show Wednesday. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, all right. You're now my favorite person of all time. You and Mary Beth are right up there, 1 and 2. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. I'm going to ask you a question. You ready to play?
All right.
All right, here we go. All right, fellas, here we go. Diamond blank. Diamond. D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Diamond blank.
Okay.
Eric's
ready. Yep.
I'm ready.
Pete's in. Kevin's in. Mary Beth, you ready? I mean, Mary Beth. I'm sorry, Kat. It's Kat. I got to remember which one I have here. Oh, all right, Kat.
Favorite person. You can't even remember her name now.
I can't do that. I know. Because I have two favorite people. All right. Diamond what, Kat?
All I could come up with was ring.
Okay, diamond ring. I think that's pretty much a staple. That's an obvious one. What do you think, Kevin?
Oh,
he had diamond ring.
Woo!
All right, you got one.
You're lucky. I had diamond cutters.
Diamond cutters.
That's like a wrestling move, isn't it? The diamond cutter?
Is it?
Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Dallas Page. I was thinking, all right, go ahead, Pete. What were you?
I don't know why. This just popped into my head. Diamond Jim.
Diamond Jim. Wrestling.
Right? I hate wrestling. I'm not a big wrestling fan.
I know. Seriously.
I'm not big at all. I don't know why this just popped into my head.
I'm going to be honest, Rook. My first answer that popped in my head, but after the BC thing, I didn't want to get yelled at.
Yeah.
You remember a guy played for Syracuse named Diamond
Ferry? That's the one I thought of.
Diamond Ferry.
He's from Massachusetts.
Local kid of Massachusetts.
Up in Weston or by Lowell up there.
Up North Shore, yes.
That's the game where Tom O'Brien, isn't that the game where Tom O'Brien screwed up royally against Syracuse?
Yes. Diamond Ferry rushed for like a million yards
and Tom O'Brien single-handedly outcoached and outthunk himself.
Exactly
lost
right.
that game. Yes. They're up by 3 touchdowns.
That's exactly right.
I made fun of him for a week on the air.
He scored on defense,
that's
special
right.
teams,
that's
and
right.
on offense that week.
In one game,
that's
and Syracuse
right.
blew out Boston College.
Yeah.
It knocked BC. Out of the Fiesta Bowl.
I had a sombrero and Tostitos
that's
in the stands
right.
ready.
That was unbelievable. That was their best chance at a BCS game.
I didn't want to be mean to the listener because I was like, she'll never get it.
Diamond Ferry. That's the exact one that I had, though.
But a horribly coached game that was.
That tells you that we're all losers, by the way.
I know. But, Kat, you did get one right.
Okay.
All right. So
hang on.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Go back to Mary Beth.
We're tied at 1-1.
Speaking of Syracuse.
We're tied at 1-1. So, Mary Beth in Syracuse. No offense to Diamond Ferry, by the way, Mary Beth.
Yeah.
Do you remember him as an Orange player?
I do not.
You do not. No. Okay, well, that tells you what.
Okay.
Do you work for the school? You work for Syracuse?
No, I said I'm from Massachusetts.
No, I was just
probably
wondering.
Wasn't here then.
No, I was just wondering if you did anyway. Why you would be living in Syracuse if you didn't work for the school?
You want to tell?
I wonder that every day too.
Yeah.
Is there any place to go except to go to Syracuse? The school, I mean.
All right.
Okay.
What do we got next, John?
You ready, Mary Beth?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go. Ooh, well, all right, what the hell. Here we go. Weird Sylvester was thrown out of the department store when they caught him blanking the mannequins. Weird Sylvester was thrown out of the department store when they caught him blanking the mannequins.
She had to think about this one.
Yeah.
I know. Gang, we ready?
I'm ready.
Ready. Eric's in. All right, Kevin's in. Pete's in. All right. Mary Beth, Weird Sylvester.
Flashing.
What? Flashing the mannequins?
Flashing.
Flashing the mannequins. All right. You know, considering this day and age, I can understand flashing. But that's not what Kevin has. What do you have?
Fondling.
Fondling the mannequins.
No,
begin with an F.
No double entendre there.
See, Mary Beth, that's why you really got to know the personalities of the stars here because, you know.
Yeah, but what I was thinking, I could not say.
Well, see, that's why I went with the double entendre. I said tweeting.
Tweeting. Wow. See, that's also very, you know, up to date. Yeah, that's very, you know, very 2011-ish, right? Tweeting.
Exactly.
All right, Pete, you have
one? I don't trust many people, so I said spanking the mannequin.
Spanking the mannequin. Mine would have been kissing the mannequins. What's wrong with that?
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Kissing the mannequins.
That's what's wrong.
My mind is not in the gutter altogether, but kissing the mannequins, there's still something really wrong with that. All right, Mary Beth, you didn't score, but you have one. So if Cat comes up a cropper and gets zero, then you're still in. So hang on. Put you back on hold. All right, Cat in Chicago, it's pretty clear you need to match one to win.
All right, I'm going to try.
All right, here we go.
Say right, it loud before you read it.
I gotta do it. All right, here we go. Jimmy the delicatessen owner is a fantastic violinist. But he doesn't use a bow. He strokes his violin with his blank. See, Cat's laughing too. I love it. See, I'm laughing out loud at it. Who did I say it was?
I got my answer for you.
Say it again. Read the question again.
The delicatessen owner is a fantastic violinist. Nate, the delicatessen owner, is a fantastic violinist. He doesn't use a bow. He strokes his violin with his blank.
Okay.
Kevin is beet red on the other side of the glass. I love it. You ready, Kev? You in?
Ready.
Cat's in.
All right, Cat.
All right, what do you got, Cat? Nate, the delicatessen owner, is a fantastic violinist. He doesn't use a bow. He strokes his violin with his...
Foot-long sub.
That's not a bad answer, though.
What'd you have, Kev?
Wiener.
Wiener. His hot dog. Hello, his hot dog.
I went with... Flute?
Okay, that's good, too. That's pretty good, too.
The old skin flute?
Yeah, I figured you could read between the lines. It's called double entendre, Kevin.
Oh,
I said skin,
God.
it would have been a single entendre.
What do you have, Pete?
The sausage.
Well, that's technically incorrect. So what that means now is that technically we have a tie score.
Technically incorrect, but technically correct on all of them.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Same,
all right, so... we're going to go one more round with a tiebreaker. And whoever gets a correct answer is going to be declared the winner. So Kat's back on hold. We're going to go back to Mary Beth and Syracuse. Cuse, and you live to play another day. You ready, Mary Beth?
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, I know, and it's very taxing. You're just
Please contain your enthusiasm, would you please?
I hope that you manage to, you know, live through this without losing a few million brain cells. Okay, here we go. We're going to try to make it simple. We're going to see if we can get you an answer, and then we're going to rock and roll and see how many you can match. Again, try to remember what you think the guys here, within reason, would answer. All right. Going to be sports-themed. It's going to be Patriots-themed. Blank Patriot. Blank Patriot. Blank Patriot or Blank Patriot. I always used to love how Gene Rayburn used to do with the different inflections.
Inflection, because it can be Patriot. One or the other.
Blank
this
Patriot.
Or that.
Blank Patriot.
Or Blank Patriot.
Blank Patriot. Blank Patriot.
Do you have
Shut
your
up!
Exactly.
Shut up already!
Right.
Ready?
Okay.
Kev's in, Pete's in.
Yep. I'm in.
All right. Eric's in. All right.
Yep.
So what do you say, Mary Beth? Blank?
New England.
New England Patriot. That's an obvious one. It's probably a good one. Is it a correct one?
Well, Kevin? What did you go with?
Pat Patriot.
Pat Patriot. That's kind of what I was thinking, guys. Pat Patriot.
It's my favorite logo of all time, so I went with Pat Patriot as well.
Because he and I did a remote together once in Roxbury at the opening of a new McDonald's. I also said
Pat Patriot. See here, Beth, you would have scored big time had you come up with Pat Patriot. But unfortunately, you didn't. So now it's going to be up to Kat to see if you can steal it, Kat. You ready to try?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Going to try to give you a good one, too. Fair is fair, right? All right, so let's go with Jets blank. Or J-E-T-S. Blank. Please tell me it's not going to take that long.
Oh, I got my answer.
I got mine.
You're in, Kev? Oh, he's still thinking.
Kevin is still thinking.
All right,
oh,
he's
boy,
in.
I'm in trouble.
He's in. He's in. All right. Kat, for all the money, Jets blank.
Jets suck.
Okay, yeah, of course. There you go. Is that what you had, Kevin? Jets suck. All right,
if you're a fan of the Andy and Paul's pregame social, the two-hour show that they do before the games,
right.
You know that Paul has a tendency to call it the Jets Blue pregame show instead of the Jet Blue. And we were going to use that as the cover, Jets Blue, when
Jets
we beat
blue.
Them
mm-hmm.
for various reasons.
Yeah, Jets Blue, right? You're using it as an adjective.
Jets Blue was what
blue,
I went with.
Blue, B-L-U-E. Okay.
Of course, I have the obvious.
Jets suck.
Jets suck.
All right, so you got two.
Of course they do.
Pat, you're a big time winner, all right?
Woo!
Put you on hold. You win. If you want the subscription, you got it. You want something else, it's your choice. And you have the privilege now of talking to the one and only Kevin Collins.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Kat.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate
Thanks.
You taking the time.
Thanks for playing.
And I also want to give a special shout-out to Mary Beth, because
yeah.
Mary Beth played.
She was a good sport, too.
Very well. She's a great very sport. Well. She got right down to the very end.
I can't believe 2 hours have gone by.
We're already here. I know. Didn't it go by fast?
That. I like playing
it
that
good?
Game.
All right. Well, you know what? This is a bi-week tradition now inside Patriot Playbook. It's just going to have to be.
Maybe
and
we should.
Which means, by the way, playoffs, right? If they get a bye in the opening round, what's going to happen?
That's right.
Playoff edition.
Playoff edition of Game Show Wednesday.
Yeah. And can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
The final show of the season before we go away for the off season.
Okay.
How
do we
fun.
Know that, though?
Well, whenever we know that.
we're
not going to know.
Because I always get the axe immediately after
the clock says
zero.
Last year we did a post-playoff wrap-up show, remember? Where we talked about the playoff game. And
we did?
Brooklyn Matt sent that really long email. Remember?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about
so
that.
So if we do a post one, the last show of the year.
I like the idea of doing the bye-week playoff, though.
The bye-week, that will work, too. They have to get the bye. But,
okay.
That'd be good, too.
All right. Pete, you want to tell them what's coming up on the Pete Shepard
show? Yeah, coming up in just a little bit. Brian Lowe's in today, not tomorrow. Special
Fantasy
edition
Lowdown.
Fantasy Lowdown and for the first hour. I don't know. We're going to do something funny in the second hour. I'm going to think about it. And
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
So lots coming up.
He wants to join, too. Gang, thank you very much. Thanks to everybody who called in and played today.
Yeah, good stuff.
And especially thank you to Eric, who hung out for a while today, longer than he normally does. And Pete, for coming a little bit early before his show. And Maestro Kevin, magnificent
nice job
today,
yeah,
putting
job
everything together.
Boston College.
Yeah,
that was the.
Sorry, Rook told me when I got this job, Pete. I came up to Rook and I was like, "Hey, you're John Rook. I used to listen to you when I was
when I was a kid."
And then he
I wanted
told
to
me,
punch him out.
And he punched you right in the solar plexus.
He told me to go f myself. The first two words John Rook ever said to me in person.
F yourself.
Those are three words, but yeah.
No, yourself is a combined word.
No, go
can count. Oh yeah, G.
F-Y.
Okay, yeah, G-F-Y. That would have been a little bit better. Okay. Thank you, everybody. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, it was
good. We're back tomorrow. Same patch time, same patch channel. I've got some good ideas for tomorrow, so you'll want to tune in, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Stick around. Pete Shepard Show right here on Patriots.com Radio coming up next.
Tuesday through Thursday, hear from NFL experts on Patriots Playbook.
I'm pleased to be joined on the program now by Jim Nance from CBS Sports, the senior editor for NFL.com. Vic Carucci, welcome onto the program. Ron Jaworski, Phil Simms from CBS, joining us here inside the Playbook. Kenny Albert, who of course calls the play-by-play for the Fox Television Network.
All right, we're pleased to be joined now by Dan Dierdorf, CBS analyst.
Randy Cross joins us here inside the Playbook.
Patriots Playbook with John Rook, Tuesday through Thursday at 2. Yeah.